This is The Color of Love. Tonight's play, Welcome to Hong Kong.
After 6 months in Vietnam, I'm headed to Hong Kong for 5 days of R&R. It'll be fun and exciting, but the only problem, I know I'll be going back to a war I don't understand, and I did volunteer. But I now have real misgivings about the impact on innocent Vietnamese people. I'm not sure I'm doing the right thing. And being in a combat situation with misgivings is not a healthy thing, especially when you're in a command position. Fact is, I've come to realize that a win or a loss would have very little impact on the lives of the local people. I really needed to enjoy my time in Hong Kong in spite of all that. After all, Hong Kong is an exciting and mysterious place, full of sights and sounds, other than those of war.
At ease, gentlemen. I'm Captain Baxter. Welcome to Hong Kong. I'll be giving you valuable information that'll make for a safe visit. You'll find a guide in the back to libraries, museums, and plenty of other points of interest.
Is he kidding?
I see you're all wondering if that's all. It is not. We've tried to discourage service personnel from engaging prostitutes, but we were unsuccessful. So now we try to advise you where to go and how to approach the ladies. On the table, you'll find the names of places we believe to be safe, meaning low risk of robbery and physical harm, not the health condition of the ladies. Dismissed.
You going to one of those places tonight?
Nah. All I want to do is take a nice, long, hot shower while sipping Jack Daniels and forget what I'll be going back to in 5 days. After that...
Well, I know it'll help me forget. Hey, don't be sorry for what you didn't do. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Right.
Welcome to the Kowloon Hotel. May I have your name and identification, please?
Mike Stanson. Stanton. I was told my room was reserved by the U.S. Army.
Oh, yes, yes. Here's your key. The room is paid for, but any other charges, like room service, are your responsibility.
Thank you. Oh, can you tell me where I can get a bottle near here?
Bottle?
You know, booze.
Of course. There is a store right across the street. And I can assure you, their prices are very fair.
Thanks. After a very long shower while sipping some Tennessee Fire, I dressed and went down to the lobby bar. Hi. I'll have a Jack Daniels on the rocks.
Yes, sir. Hey, soldier, wake up. You need to pay your tab.
Hey, screw you. I'll pay when I'm done.
I'm gonna call the MPs.
No, don't. I'll pay his bill. Come on, soldier. Let me get you back to your room.
Thanks, buddy. I'm headed back tomorrow. I spent all my dough. I did enjoy it, though.
I wondered if he made it back. Or if he made it home. Good morning, Hong Kong! I felt surprisingly good. Must have been that good old Kentucky whiskey. I spent the day looking for a good camera store to buy a part for one of my mates. And after another long shower, I knew exactly where I'd be going. The Kowloon City Club. One of those approved places.
Good evening, sir. Are you looking for a girl?
Yes. I'm not sure what to ask. Can you tell me the rules?
Of course. There are several girls in the next room. You will select one and ask her if she will go with you. If you come to an agreement, you leave with her and pay me $50. Everything else is between you and the girl.
Okay.
Do you see someone you fancy?
Yes. I would like to talk to her.
Very good. You go into this room and I will send her in. $50, please.
Oh, of course. Here you go.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, hi.
Hello. My name is Susie.
Susie. I'm guessing that was based on the movie The World of Susie Wong. I'm Mike. Would you like to go out with me?
Yes. You seem like a nice man. You pay me $50 for the night.
Oh, okay. Do I pay now?
You're cute. Yes.
Sorry, I'm kind of new at this.
Thank you. What?
Well, it's just you're very pretty. Oh, I mean, so are the other girls. But I think it's your eyes. They look warm, inviting.
Thank you. So, what do you want to do?
Well, I'd like a nice dinner in the best restaurant in Hong Kong. I was told it was the Peninsula Hotel. Have you been there?
No, I haven't. Are you sure that is where you want to take me?
Absolutely. I want to have a fabulous dinner with a beautiful woman more than anything else.
Oh, of course.
You seem surprised, don't be. I've thought about this for a long time, and all you have to do is enjoy the meal and make like you enjoy being with me, okay?
I am already enjoying our date. You are very kind.
Table for two, please.
Yes, of course. Here we are.
A dark corner. I don't want this table. I'd like to sit by the window. That shouldn't be a problem, right? And be careful what you say next. I have a few friends who might not like it.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Please, follow me.
I don't think she has seen many American GIs take their dates here. Thank you for making me feel welcome. Not to her, but to you.
Oh, I understand how she feels. I'm pretty sure she knows what you do. But her job is to serve her customers, not pass judgment on them. Susie, order anything you like. I want you to enjoy this as much as me.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what I'd like to do after dinner?
Yes, of course.
The hotel has a disco, The Scene. We can have a drink, maybe dance.
Oh, I don't dance very well, Mike.
Not to worry, neither do I. I don't know about this. One of my buddies told me I should go to an authentic Chinese nightclub while I was here. I'm sure you know a good one.
I know one of the best. Let's get a cab.
Wow, look at that line. Maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
Wait here. I talked to the doorman. I know his sister.
So, what did he say?
He says to go right in. There will be a table set for us.
Wow, what a beautiful place. And to get a table up front. How did you do this?
I just told him you were a good man and my friend.
Oh, that means a lot, Susie. This makes me feel normal. By the way, I think I like you.
Did you enjoy the show?
Oh, it was wonderful. I can't thank you enough for taking me here and explaining the meaning of the dances.
I'm very happy you liked it.
Yeah. So, before we go to my room, how about one more drink? Just to take in all we've done. And what a pleasure it was sharing this evening with you.
And I thank you again for dinner. All evening you have made me feel special. Like I said, a friend.
The feeling's mutual. You know, I had no idea how I'd feel about all this. After 6 months in Vietnam, I didn't know that I'd find real female companionship.
I'm thankful I could give you that.
Yeah. I'm not sure what to do next, Susie. Part of me wants to call it a night and just remember our time together. And the other wants to take you back to my room.
Let's go to your room and talk about it there.
I'm very nervous, Susie. I think I'll need one of your sweet smiles or I'll just stand here looking at you.
Okay. Now, I'm going to take one of these robes, shower, and then I will wash you. Is that all right?
That sounds great. After she showered, she looked like a completely different person. Still beautiful, but softer. She gave me a shower and we got into bed, and any concern I had about her and what she did for a living went away, and we spent a romantic night together.
What are you doing today? Do you want to be with me tonight?
Well, I'd like to see more of Hong Kong. So far, all I've seen is my hotel room, a few bars, and of course our dinner, dancing, and a show. But as far as tonight is concerned, I don't think so. Oh, I had a wonderful time, Susie, and I do consider you a friend, but another night might make it very difficult to say goodbye. Oh, I hope you understand. It's not that I'm in any way disrespectful of you. It's just that I know I won't feel right. Can you understand?
Yes, I understand. And I think it is one of the nicest things anyone has ever said to me. Thank you.
Oh, well, goodbye. I wish you the best.
If you really want to see Hong Kong, why don't you let me show you? I can be back here in an hour or two. I would love to show you all the important places in Hong Kong.
Oh, I don't want to put you in any trouble.
Well, it's no trouble, Mike. All you need to spend is the cost of lunch, okay?
Oh, sure.
Okay, I'll see you in 1 hour, here in the lobby.
She waved as she left with a warm smile. I was sure she was looking forward to our day together just as I was. As I waited in the lobby, I wondered if I would recognize her and how she would be dressed. Just then she came up to me and said,
"Hello, Mike."
With a big smile, I couldn't believe how she looked. She wore a pair of jeans and a white shirt, looking just radiant. I wasn't sure what to say, so I just smiled.
Ready to go?
Absolutely.
I have a car ready, and he will take us all over Hong Kong and Kowloon for $50. Is that okay?
Sure. Let's go. That day we went everywhere, and I saw the tourist Hong Kong and the places in Kowloon where the locals lived and worked. It was like I was on a first date with a college co-ed. We talked and laughed all day. Even the taxi driver became one of us. When they left me off at the hotel, Susie gave me a list of places to go that night that were off the beaten track, but would allow me to see what the local people did after work. She also gave me information on buying camera gear in Kowloon. I often think of Susie and my time in Hong Kong. Because of my conservative religious upbringing, I thought I would regret my time with her. I didn't. She let me see her as a person and gave me what I truly needed at that time. Not the sex, but a soft hand and heart to take me away from the horror of what was happening in Vietnam. She also taught me not to judge people until you get to know them. For most of my life, I have tried to treat everyone with kindness and understanding, no matter what the circumstances of their life. For the most part, I've done that and learned that love can't be defined in what some may call traditional ways.
Tonight's Color of Love offering was called Welcome to Hong Kong. The role of Mike was played by Paul Froehler, who also wrote the play. Susie was voiced by Vanessa McCaffrey. Barry Katz as the unnamed soldier, Pamela Salem O'Hagan, the hotel receptionist, Dave Corey in the role of bartender, and Mitchell Berkman as the unnamed soldier number two. Fern Katz starred as the madam, with Ellen Walker as the restaurant host. Our cast also included yours truly as Captain Baxter. I'm Robert Lyle. Thanks for listening.